The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus put a parable before the crowds. The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a man who sowed good seed in his field. While everybody was asleep, his enemy came, sowed darnel all among the wheat, and made off. When the new wheat sprouted and ripened, the darnel appeared as well. The owner's servants went to him and said, "Sir, was it not good seed that you sowed in your field? If so, where does the darnel come from?" "Some enemy has done this," he answered. And the servant said, "Do you want us to go out and weed it out?" But he said, "No, because when you weed out the darnel, you might pull up the wheat with it. Let them both grow till the harvest. And at harvest time, I shall say to the reapers, 'First, collect the darnel and tie it in bundles to be burnt. Then gather the wheat into my barn.'" He put another parable before them. "The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field. It is the smallest of all the seeds, but when it has grown, it is the biggest shrub of all, and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and shelter in its branches." He told them another parable. "The kingdom of heaven is like the yeast a woman took and mixed in with 3 measures of flour, till it was leavened all through." In all this, Jesus spoke to the crowds in parables. Indeed, he would never speak to them except in parables. This was to fulfill the prophecy: "I will speak to you in parables and expound things hidden since the foundation of the world." Then, leaving the crowds, he went to the house, and his disciples came to him and said, "Explain the parable about the darnel in the field to us." He said in reply, "The sower of the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. The good seed is the subjects of the kingdom. The darnel, the subjects of the evil one. The enemy who sowed them, the devil. The harvest is the end of the world. The reapers are the angels. Well then, just as the darnel is gathered up and burnt into fire, so it will be at the end of time. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will gather out of his kingdom all things that provoke offenses and all who do evil, and throw them into the blazing furnace, where there will be weeping and grinding of teeth. Then the virtuous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father." Listen, anyone who has ears, the Gospel of the Lord. In today's Gospel, we hear 3 different parables, and they give 3 different insights into Jesus' message. The first parable, as explained in the Gospel, is about not judging others. To our ears today, allowing the weeds and the wheat to grow together may not sound like a big deal. But to listeners in that agricultural setting in Jesus' times, this proposal would have sounded ludicrous and foolhardy. To allow wheat to grow would have threatened the crop of wheat. It would have been considered crazy. However, this demonstrates the depth of God's forgiveness and willingness to return us to this fault. If he is willing to allow everyone the opportunity to return to his fold, then his disciples must not judge other people's lives. That is where the other 2 parables come in. Through the message of these parables, we are called to believe the potential of good in everything. We are called to be that mustard seed or that yeast. The message of Christ is about loving your neighbor and forgiving him or her. We often allow the hurts in our lives to determine our actions, reacting to what someone does to us with the same emotion returned to him or her. It is so easy to return hatred with hatred, or anger with anger, or not to be friendly with those who are not being friendly to us. At the very least, we pass it on to others. For example, we have a bad day at work when our boss just dumps on us. We cannot do anything about it directly, so when we come home that night, we dump it on our spouse. Our spouse cannot do anything about our behavior, so they dump it on the children for not cleaning up or something. Then the children pass it on by dumping on the dog. Yes, we are often content with passing on our frustrations, hurts, and anger. Instead, the gospel today challenges us to a new way of being. Instead, we are called to be the yeast to make the bread around us. We are called to break the chain of negativity. We are called, as disciples of Christ, to turn every bad situation into goodness. That may sound easy, but it is hard. It is really hard work. That is why we come each Sunday to this table to receive the strength for the week ahead. When someone hurts us, our immediate response is to hurt them back, pass that hurt on to someone else, or hurt ourselves even more, be it unconsciously. Today we are challenged to have the hurt stop with us, but not let that hurt damage us. We are called to take the seed of those hurts and pains and plant them in our hearts, tilling it with God's grace, so that we can reap an abundant harvest of forgiveness and love. If we can do this, we will be like the mustard seed, growing into a large tree for others to find shelter. If we can do this, we will be like yeast in our family, at work, in our community, and in church, dispensing the love of Christ far and wide. The parable of the darnel in the midst of the wheat is a reflection of profound wisdom. It can be applied as much to personal life as to the church. We are mysterious mixtures of divine and human, grace and free will, of divine seed and human soil. Nobody has the right to expect a perfect crop, nor a perfect church. The church would no longer be a home for us if it were perfect. God is mild in judgment and governs with lenience. This week, when we receive hurts and pains, may we choose to stop them with us. May we turn these occasions of pain into opportunities for forgiveness and mercy. Forgiveness and mercy given to others. Forgiveness and mercy to those who make up God's church. But above all, to accept from God forgiveness and mercy for ourselves.